CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references in the script can be found either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday, the 15th of December 2024. Here are the main news headlines. The RSGB 2025 election nominations process is open. The Society is advertising for a new convention chairman. Yota Month is busy this week with more call sign hosts to listen out for. The RSGB 2025 elections process has begun. Nominations are open for a range of volunteer roles. The RSGB President, John McCulloch, GI4BWM, will reach the end of his second year as President at the AGM and so will stand down. There are also two elected board director vacancies. The board is looking for people with specific skills to fill these roles. The current president is one of the few at board level with extensive experience in spectrum matters and negotiating with authorities. So that skills gap needs to be filled. Outreach has been an important focus over the last years for the Society, and it would like to support the current activities and expand on them. These developments will include encouraging practical skills amongst the amateur radio community and building links with other organisations. Building those relationships will require someone with drive and determination, but also tact and diplomacy. There are 8 posts available for RSGB regional representatives, ranging from Region 1 in Scotland to Region 11 in the South West. For more details about the roles, as well as application forms and candidate packs, go to the RSGB website at rsgb.org/election. The RSGB has been developing its convention over recent years to suit the changing need of amateur radio community. From a face-to-face meeting, it evolved into an online event when we weren't allowed to meet, then changed again into a hybrid event, bringing together the best of both for people in this country and across the world. The Society has also been developing the programme to include practical workshops and forums to support radio amateurs who would like a safe and accessible environment in which to try to develop their practical skills. The RSGB General Manager has been doing the role of Convention Chairman for the last 3 years, but has now stepped back from that additional voluntary role, so the RSGB is looking for a new Convention Chairman. This role needs someone who understands the advantages of both online and in-person events and who can contribute to shaping the RSGB conventions of the future to suit the changing amateur radio audience. The RSGB is looking for someone who is enthusiastic, proactive, collaborative, and good at working with others in a strong team. They will also need an awareness of all aspects of amateur radio, including the latest developments and what might be on the horizon. As part of the wider convention team, they'll need to suggest ideas for speakers and practical activities that attract a range of radio amateurs. If you believe you could contribute to the development of this prestigious annual event, the RSGB would like to hear from you. Contact the General Manager, Steve Thomas, M1ACB via gm.dept@rsgb.org.uk. Youngsters on the Air Month is now halfway through, with plenty more operators booked to host GB24 Yota. There's still time to work the RSGB National Radio Centre's GB3RS station, which is hosting the call sign for the duration of today. That's Sunday, the 15th of December. On Wednesday the 18th, the Simon Langton Boys School in Canterbury will be operating between 12 p.m. and 6 p.m. On Thursday the 19th of December between 12 p.m. and 6 p.m, the Cambridge University Wireless Society will once again be hosting GB24 Yota. To finish up the week, Tommy M70MY will be operating on the 20th and 21st of December under the supervision of LAS M0BOY. Tommy is a young radio amateur has been taking part in Yota Month for a few years, so be sure to listen out and make a QSO with him. Search GB24 Yota on QRZ.com to view the full operating schedule. The RSGB's headquarters will close for the Christmas and New Year period from 2 p.m. on Tuesday the 24th of December and open again at 8:30 on Thursday the 2nd of January 2025. During that time you'll need, if you need information about amateur radio, exams or Radcom, you'll find lots of information on the website via rsgb.org. If you're planning to visit the RSGB's National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park over the holidays, please note that it'll be closed on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Boxing Day and New Year's Day. On New Year's Eve, the NRC will close at 2 p.m. The National Radio Centre will also be closed for essential maintenance on Thursday, the 2nd of January. Outside these times, volunteers look forward to welcoming visitors as usual. Remember that RSGB members can download a free entry voucher for Bletchley Park from the RSGB website. On the 6th of December, Ofcom announced an update regarding the timing of phases 2 and 3 of its amateur radio licensing framework, including changes to the new intermediate call signs and rules for special event stations. These phases were originally planned for December and this year and March next year, respectively, but Ofcom now expects to deliver them in the third quarter of 2025. More information, go to ofcom.org.uk and search for licensing updates. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on the Thursday before the Sunday broadcast. Now for details of rallies and events, the Sparkford Radio Rally takes place on Sunday the 29th of December at Davis Hall, Howell Hill, West Camel, near Yeovil. The doors are open to traders from 7:30 and from 9:30 and to the public. Admission £2, refreshments, free parking available. More information, contact Luke via 07870 168197 or email m3vhv@hotmail.co.uk. Looking ahead to events coming up next year, the Lincoln Shortwave Club Winter Radio Rally is taking place on the 26th of January at the Festival Hall, Caister Road in Market Raisin. Doors open 10 a.m. Admission £3, hot refreshments, ample free car parking will be available. £10 for a table. To book, please contact Steve Burke, M5ZZZ, via 07777, that's four of the sevens, that is, 699069, or email m5zzz@outlook.com. Now for special event news, there's still time to work the Humber Fortress DX Amateur Radio Club, which is once again active with special call sign GB0MC until Thursday the 26th of December. The MC stands for Merry Christmas. The club would like to invite everyone to call in and give them a hearty ho ho ho. Tell them what radio equipment you'd like from Santa this year. The club will also be live streaming on its YouTube channel. OR100LGE is a special call sign in use by members of the Liège Radio Club, ON5VL, celebrating its 100th anniversary. The station is active until the end of the year on the 160 to 6 metre bands, CWSSB, FT8 and FT4, QSL VAR Logbook of the World, UQSL or ON6YH. QSOs will be uploaded to Club Log. Starting in January 2025, members of the British Railways Amateur Radio Society will be operating special event station GB0LMR, celebrating 200 years of the modern railway. QSL via the Bureau or direct by sending a stamped addressed envelope to the address given on QRZ.com. Now for DX News, Mike V47NH is active from St Kitts and Nevis until the 17th of December. The IOTA reference is NA104. He'll operate on 40 to 10 metre bands and SSB. QSL via KC1NGS or Logbook of the World. The VP2 VMM team is active from Anegada Island in the British Virgin Islands. They'll be QRV in the 2024 ARRL 10 metre contest which ends at 23:59 today, Sunday. Outside the contest, there'll be QRV holiday style, using VP2V stroke home call until Tuesday the 17th of December. QSL via Logbook of the World, Bureau OQRS or direct to KU9C. Full details, qrz.com. S21DX is active from Bangladesh until the 19th of December. The IOTA reference is AS140. The team is active on the 160 to 10 metre bands SSB, RITI and FT8, QSL VAR Logbook of the World or direct to EB7DX. The Danish expedition will be operating as TO0J from French Guiana between the 20th and 31st of December. They'll be active on the 80 to 10 metre band CWSSB, but mostly FT8. QSL via Club Log, OQRS, Logbook of the World or EQSL. Contest news, the UK 6-metre group winter marathon starts at 0000 UTC Sunday the 1st of December, ends at 23:59 UTC on Friday the 31st of January 2025. All modes on the 6-metre band, the exchanges, signal report and locator. The ARRL 10-metre contest started at 0000 UTC on Saturday the 14th of December and ends at 23:59 UTC today, Sunday the 15th of December. CW and phone on the 10-metre bands, the exchange of signal report and serial number. US, Canadian and Mexican stations send their state or province code. On Tuesday the 17th of December, the RSGB 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC, all modes on the 23 centimetre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Thursday the 19th of December, the RSGB 70 megs UK activity contest runs 2000 to 2230 UTC, using all modes on the 4 metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLANG4BAO. They write, "We had another week with quiet magnetic conditions other than a 3-hour period with a KP of 4 on the 9th of December. As of last Thursday when this report was being compiled, it had been below 3 for the past 7 days. Active region 3920 produced an impulsive M2.8 solar flare, peaking at 10.06 UTC on the 11th of December. A quick M2.0 flare was detected around AR3922 in the southeast quadrant. There was also an M6.4 solar flare at 0648 UTC on the 10th of December, but no Earth-directed coronal mass ejections were observed. The solar flex, despite being predicted to reach 200 again, has been simmering away in the 160s and 170s. Nevertheless, the quieter magnetic conditions have helped HF with the extrapolated MUF over a 3,000 kilometre path, often hitting 40 megahertz at times. However, the early sunset, which is around 1538 UTC to 1621, at the moment, depending on where you are in the UK, means that the MUF drops off quite quickly in the afternoon. The average critical frequency at night is currently about 3.0 to 3.5 megs, which explains why the HF band appears to be dead. The winter solstice is on the 21st of December, and we won't see much change until we get into mid-January. There is DX to be had with CDXC members reporting YJ0CA in Vanuatu on 15 metres, V73WE Marshall Islands on 30 metres and YI1QEA Iraq on 10 metres. So at the moment, make the most of daytime DX and grey line opalings and reserve the evening for top band and perhaps 80 metres. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain around 170 to 175. KP index is expected to be around 2 or 3 apart from the 19th of December, when it could reach 4. VHF and up. The period of enhanced tropo activity will have faded by this weekend as the high pressure slips away into Europe and declines. This allowed low pressure to regain control from last Friday through the current weekend. There may be a chance of some rain scatter propagation on the gigahertz band, although it doesn't look like a particularly good example. All is not lost for tropo followers, since the next high drifts in from the Atlantic early next week. Southern UK will benefit the most with tropo paths to France and across Biscay. This lasts until midweek, to be followed by a return of low pressure for the second half of the week and probably a better rain scatter option than this weekend. The big Geminids meteor shower peaked yesterday, the 14th of December, but will linger throughout the month. The radiant source rises late afternoon and sets the following lunchtime and is most favourably positioned late evening and early morning pre-dawn. Next, a consideration of aurora prospects, which are still a little enhanced by solar conditions. So, as usual, stay alert to an increasing KP index above KP equals 4 to keep in the game. Meanwhile, remember that the period of Christmas and early January is well known for producing random out-of-season sporadic E. It's not impossible to fine-tune ease prospects this far ahead, but it wouldn't hurt to monitor the F0 ease traces on the www.propquest.co.uk website between now and mid-January. Moon's declination is at maximum today, Sunday the 15th of December, and also on Monday, so expect long moon windows with high peak elevations. Path losses are still low but rising, so it's a good week for EME. The 144 meg sky noise is moderate to low all week. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me too. Until next week.